USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More vaccinated adults are being hospitalized during the Omicron surge. However, they are also less likely to have a severe illness or die. That's according to a new CDC analysis of a hospital in Los Angeles that found that there were more hospitalizations during Omicron compared to the Delta variant, but vaccinated adults had a lower likelihood of being admitted to the ICU. Snow, ice, and rain are hitting the East Coast as it's the latest region to deal with this week's winter storm. Meanwhile, record cold temperatures now hitting parts of the South, including Texas. Texas officials are confident the power grid is performing well during the storm. Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying peak demand was at 69,000 megawatts Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.